Get the work done this summer and book a skip bin with Bingo. Google Bingo Bins today. Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. On SEM, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Welcome back to Dwayne's World. Take some more of your calls. Shortly, Dean Vickerman, Melbourne United coach, about to join me. I was at the basketball last night, not calling it for a change, just as a fan. My daughter wanted to go and take some friends, and that's the pull of the NBL right now. She hasn't been to a footy game for years, but wanted to go to the basketball. So went last night, and the NBL's marketing catch cry has been this season, see, incredible. I've never seen anything like last night. The performance was hard to believe by Melbourne United on its own, 2 days after being humiliated by Sydney. In the last 6 minutes, to go from 16 points up with 6 minutes left to losing by six, it looked like a disaster. It looked like a season ender to most people's eyes. But I've never, ever felt an atmosphere like last night in reply to it. I've been to hundreds of NBL games, thousands of AFL games, AFL Grand Finals, some NBA games. I went to the Super Bowl a month ago. Last night beat all that. Last night, I've got to say, that was number one in my mind, and it might stay number one for a while. Last night, I sat amongst a crowd that didn't just create an amazing kind of rocking, hostile atmosphere, but the crowd was so close to the action and is so close to the action in an NBL game, which you don't get at big stadium events, and so vocal and animated and emotionally charged. I felt like the crowd actually influenced the result, and I felt like the crowd felt like they were influencing the result. And I actually said pre-game, I was with a former Demon board member and Demon icon, Bill Guest, who put together the Freeze MND campaign and is now a director, I think, of Ballpark Entertainment. But I was with him in Miami as well, so I went to the Super Bowl with him. I said to him pre-game, does this feel a little different to you pre-game, because it felt different to anything I'd felt before. And the players came out and immediately from minute one went into kill mode. And Dean Vickerman, the Melbourne United coach, has been good enough to join me to explain it to us, because it needs explaining to everybody. Dean, welcome firstly, and congratulations on that performance last night, firstly.
Thank you.
You were under some pressure yourself. The team was under some pressure. You copped a bit on social media, but your reply last night was something that I've never seen in world sport before. I'm not sure how many teams have backed up from a performance that you put in for that last 6 minutes against Sydney, but you stuck to your guns. You were in kill mode early. There seemed to be, to me, some shots put up like Luala Chul from three-point territory and, some crazy shots put up by Chris Golding off balance last night earlier that I thought, well, hang on, should they be putting those shots up? But you still went for kill mode and it worked for you last night, 50 up at halftime. It was bizarre. So to stick to your guns like that against everybody in the world saying you were wrong a couple of days before was amazing. How did you handle it and how do you feel now?
Now I feel pretty good now. And I like the way that you've certainly described our home fans. So important. You want to have an advantage playing at home. And I think our fans, standing right on the court and, being real participants in the game and having an influence is exactly, the atmosphere that you want to create in your home venue. To the game, it was one of the, the two of the most craziest games, I've been a part of for a long time, to, play so well and then lose up there and then to have a response to go on a 38-point, run is a couple of the most amazing things I've been a part of.
Now, you've still got games to win. You've got a huge game to win in Sydney and you've hopefully got a grand final series to come. So I know you don't necessarily want to equate it right now as to where it stands probably, but you've won championships in New Zealand. You won a championship with Melbourne United, but just purely as a coach, being able to emotionally resurrect a group or keep a group focused like you have over the last couple of days, is this something that you will look back on and say this is a pretty big defining moment in your own ability to coach?
I think responses for this group all year have been pretty good. In do or die games, and we've had a lot of them. We're starting to be the master of the do or die game, because we put ourselves in that situation, a month before the end of the season, and our response has been great. And you know, not only did we have to win those games, we had to win them by margins. And I think, you know, some of that certainly translated into the Sydney game up there when, yep, we got a big lead, but we kept playing the same way. And, you know, aggressive attacking basketball, we missed shots and we lost the game, and we needed more poise. So we certainly spoke about that before this game to say, you know, down the stretch, we might have to give up a shot and just have a little bit more poise. But, you know, there was great buy-in about, you know, the structure that we had in Sydney and how we went about our defense, and we took it to another level coming back in this bounce back game.
So to hold your nerve, I spoke to Vince Crivelli about it on this program yesterday in the lead up to last night's game. Did he believe you did the wrong thing? Everybody else was saying you did the wrong thing. Should have shut the game down against Sydney when 16 up, should have gone to a bit more defensive, shouldn't have put up crazy shots, shouldn't have put up early in the clock shots. But you defended that after the loss, saying, no, that's the way we play at the moment. That's the way our game style is structured around. And to be able to stick to that and actually parlay that into the win to reaffirm how that's the right way to play. I hope it has repercussions around other sports in this country, Dean, that attack mode, that kill mode can actually win you a championship. It would be nice to see. Hopefully it wins you game three, but I presume you're going to go to game three with attack mode, to kill mode again.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with, you know, players' confidence or, you know, change your message. You know, we got to this point in the season to make the playoffs by having that mentality, and we want to stay with that. We want to make sure that everybody on the floor is confident and aggressive and attacking and not thinking, you know, overthinking too much. And so I think that was really good for our group. But yeah, there's still that other part to say there is a point of poise and clock management that, you know, we could have done better in that game.
So if you're 16 up with 6 minutes left against the Kings in Sydney again in game three, will you suggest to you guys to maybe take the same kill mode shots but a little later in the clock?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I thought Cairns did that really well the other night in their bounce back game against Perth, and, you know, they got that 10-point margin, and, you know, they took the first 10 seconds off the shot clock and then were in attack mode. You know, they didn't change DJ Newball or Machado getting downhill and aggressive at the rim. They just did it with a little bit less time on the clock.
Do you feel like you have the momentum, have a little bit of an advantage going in against Sydney now that you did what you did to them last night? They put up the white flag fairly early last night.
Yeah, I think over the course of the two games, you know, for the majority of it, we've been, you know, the better team. And, you know, they haven't been able to score, you know, the way that they've scored the ball all season. So, you know, they're going to keep searching for different ways to attack our defensive structure at the moment. And I think we take a lot of confidence in that. We take a lot of confidence that, you know, even with Barlow not in full health and Torhi not playing, that we're able to have others step up into positions and do a good job as well. So, yeah, you know, the history suggests that losing the first game of a three-game series, the outcome of it hasn't been very good. And it's very difficult to win a series when you lost the first game. But, you know, we go up there with great confidence.
So, last one, Dean Vickerman, Melbourne United coach, joining me. Before I let you go, Dean, the world said you were wrong a couple of days ago. You should have shut it down. The world probably thinks you played your grand final last night heading into game three. How do you respond to that? I presume you guys internally believe your season kind of just started last night.
Yeah. No, for me, we reviewed the game today, and, you know, there's so many things that we look at and say, yeah, we can still be better in so many areas, in the way that we help each other and the way that we communicate with each other on the floor. So, again, we're taking that approach to say, let's find ways to be better in this third game. You know, continue to put some pressure on them, score on the basketball, and then, again, play unselfish and share the basketball and shoot it with confidence and show that poise, and we think we'll be okay.
And I also want to ask you about swag management as a coach. Now, basketball has a lot of egos. We see it in the NBA more than any other sport in the world. But saw it last night with, you know, the Casper Ware stare down of Shai Ilie-Early, and Andrew Bogut's been doing it a bit, trying to assert his authority. And when Chris Golding's up and running, he looks to the crowd and waves, Do you encourage that swag? Do you encourage that outward show of emotion from your players? Do you believe that it can lift a team overall? Whether you're doing it at home in front of a home crowd that's geeing you on, or whether you're doing it in front of a hostile crowd that boos you more?
We encourage celebrating success. And so, again, as the course of the game went along last night, we wanted to celebrate, good moments and then move on really quickly. Obviously, we didn't want to fuel any ammunition with the Kings, that they had something to grab hold of to try and motivate them to be better. But again, players in our league at different times are getting tech fouls for showing emotion of a good play. And so the ability to do that in the right way and, not get in, an opponent's face, but just celebrate and get the crowd involved in the game, it's becoming a skill that players have to master to make sure that they give confidence to their teammates and get their crowd behind them without being punished for it by doing something to an opponent.
I said to Vince Gravilli on this program yesterday, you were 5 wins away from being champions. You're now 4 wins away. Dean, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Dean Vickerman, Melbourne United coach, 1-300-736-736. Were you there? Did you watch it on the telly? Have you been watching the NBL season this year? Will you watch it now? Because it's actually got some amazing momentum. We've got 2 game threes about to happen in the semi-final series, and then a final series where if Melbourne United make it and happen to be against the Perth Wildcats, we might actually see a game at Rod Laver Arena played in front of 15,000-16,000. So this is going to take it to a whole new level if it hasn't been taken to a whole new level right now. 1-300-736-736. Talk a bit more basketball with you after the break, and then Levi Casbolt also to join me after the break. Dean Vickerman, thanks to the Australian-made logo. Before it's Aussie Shop for authentic Aussie products, the Australian-made kangaroo certification is the logo the nation trusts. Dwayne's World for Robot Building Supplies as well. Robots got it. And the greatest adventures on earth, Abercrombie and Kent. Great to have Abercrombie and Kent on board, by the way. Looking forward to catching up with them for a little lunch. Greatest adventures on earth at Abercrombie and Kent. Safaris, the whole lot. Have a look at their website, Abercrombie and Kent, and have a look at some of the adventures on there. And tell me if you're not licking your lips with some of those opportunities. We'll talk to them a little bit later on as well. Looking forward to your calls after the break. Les and Berwick, you're first up. You're with Dwayne's World.